tell me if you've ever been here before. You feel like crap, you take a bath, you feel better in the bath, you get out of the bath, and you still feel like crap. What the hell? Well, I'll tell you. It's because you're doing self-care wrong. I'm going to tell you what to do differently on today's episode of Now What. Welcome to the only therapy podcast that can actually change your life. I'm therapist Amy Neufeld, and I do things a little differently around here. I'm going to give you clinical insight you've never heard before. And best of all, I'm going to tell you what to actually do to change your fucking life. This is Now What. How much do you guys hate me that I'm going to ruin self-care for you both?
Wait a second. I can't imagine that I'm doing self-care wrong. So please tell me, it's not that we need to stop doing face masks because you're going to have to pry my skincare out of my cold, dead hands because I'm obsessed.
I'm also obsessed. I'm going to be sad. I already know it. I'm obsessed with skincare and shopping and taking walks. And yeah, I mean, Jamie and I both know intellectually that skincare doesn't solve our problems besides looking old.
Of course, you know that. It's just our TikToks and our Instagram feeds are flooded with videos of people talking about their self-care routines. And it's all spa day material or working out or both at the same time. Are you ready for the issues that these videos present? Can you handle it?
I don't think I can handle it, but tell us.
Okay, I will. We are expecting a face mask to fix self-worth or a bath to magically dissolve resentment. And a hike's not going to solve burnout.
I mean, a hike doesn't really solve anything.
Hiking sounds terrible.
Maybe not for you, but let me be perfectly clear. Keep hiking. Well, not you, Jamie, but the rest of you.
Or me.
Keep hiking.
Don't put me down for hiking.
Okay, fine. I will be hiking with the rest of the world. You can put the face mask on. You can soak in the tub. Go get your massage. Those are all good things. They help soothe you. I am not going to take that away. They do a lot for the soul, but the point here is these activities are not self-care. They are relief, but relief is not repair.
Oh, I love that. Relief is not repair.
Relief is temporary. It feels good in the moment. I get why we go to it because it's immediate. I go sit in the bath. I'm like, oh, and I just relax. Again, not taking the relax point away. I want you to feel good. You deserve and you need that relief. It's just not what creates the actual change. Think of it as relief is temporary. Wonderful. That, wow, oh, this feels great. The massage. Right. But that massage didn't solve the issue I'm having with my best friend on the phone right now. So it might make you feel good in the moment and you need that. It helps with regulation. It brings you down. What it doesn't do is change things long term.
And is that what we're looking to do? Is that the point here? I mean, I comprehend what you're saying, but don't we need both?
Sure. Again, I'm not taking away your massage, not taking away your hike. I'm not taking away the relief. I do want you to have both. It's going to get awfully expensive and time consuming if all you're doing every day is a face mask so that you can breathe and feel good. We want to fix these things at the root. I'll give you these two loops. Maybe it can sort of lay out the difference for you. We've got the default loop, or what I call the default loop, and that brings you relief. And this is what most people are doing for self-care. So something feels off, or there's an issue, or there's a spike, something bad happens. We add something that feels good. We get some temporary relief, and then we go back to the same life. That thing comes back and it creeps in again. We repeat the whole pattern. So I call it the relief loop or the default loop, because that thing shows up again. You're like, oh my God, I so need to book that massage again. I'm not talking about sore muscles. I'm talking about let me zone out and make sure I connect with myself in Zen. Again, those are two very good things. They're not going to change it at the root of the problem. It doesn't work for very long. The other loop is the repair loop. It's what actually creates change. So something feels off, there's an issue, you pause, you get a little insight, like what's actually off here, you make an adjustment, you experience real change, and we don't need to repeat because we've changed. So we've sort of corrected whatever is coming at the beginning.
Wait, okay, this is starting to make sense. Do you know what's wild? Okay, so I love getting a back massage, and especially at the end of the night. So I'll ask Dan just to like rub my back. And sometimes he'll rub it. Like, we'll watch a show. It's an hour. He'll rub my back for an hour. And when he's done, like, it feels so good in the moment. When he's done, I'm, like, annoyed. I'm like, wait, no, just keep going. Don't, please. Like, you have to. And it's almost like I go through a withdrawal. And what's so funny is, do you guys watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Well, so they had, this was last season, but they had a party. And they hired this group of, like, these really good-looking Black men to come to their house and give them all massages. And it was called, like, Mans with Hands or, like, Handsy Mans or something. I don't know. I kind of want to hire these good-looking Black guys to come into my house at night. Just, I don't have to talk to them. I'll be watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. They walk in, massage my back, and then leave. But
oh my God, there's so much I want to unpack here. First of all, why do they have to be Black? Second of all,
well, they just happened to be. They were so cute.
I don't know. I feel like
I thought she said these back guys, like the back
Black guys,
right? Oh,
who wouldn't Black back guys? Back Black guys. I love this. Back Black guys. Black back guys.
This is going to be like a new nursery rhyme.
Wait. I want to psychoanalyze Jamie. What does Jamie really need in that moment?
Like, I know what she needs. Right. You know what I think it is? When Dan gives me a hug, so Dan's a big guy, 6'4". When he gives me a hug and squeeze really tight, that squeezing feels so calming and good. I feel like it's regulating my nervous system, but then the moment it ends, it's not permanent. So I know what you're saying.
Although, Jamie, it is. Like, and this is why I don't want people to get the wrong message here, because this is not for me about cutting that stuff out. And I'll tell you really quickly why it's necessary. You just said it. It regulates you. Maybe it does in that bath, you're soaking in the bath. Maybe it does give you time to connect with yourself or to reflect on your day or to take a look at things. That's real good stuff. And it could start to move the needle a little bit for sure. I want a new name, because this self-care that we're talking about, I'd like to just call it time for me time, because that's really just pampering and it's necessary. I want the feel good and the relief to stay in there. We need that, because if things bubble up and we don't get that release, that's a tough place to be in. When we're talking about real change, that's when we want to think about repair. And so self-care isn't repair. I know, I did it. We think we have a stress problem and we don't. I guess we have a pattern problem, right? We keep falling back into these patterns. So self-care is stress relief, and real change is what we want to get into, is the repair work. If we want change, we've got to be doing something different than a face mask.
The skincare industry is about to be so annoyed with you.
Wait. Get that sponsor back. I want those eye patches.
They're like, forget this podcast.
I keep saying, don't drop it. It's funny, because when we think of self-care, we do think of what do we add to cart, or what do we add? What do we book? Right. And it's not about, change isn't about adding. Actually, I'd say most of the time it's about taking away.
I just said a minute ago that one of my things is shopping, and I know that that doesn't help. There's this video on the interwebs that has gotten really popular, that's like, when you've had a stressful day but you don't drink and you don't smoke, like, what do you do? And it's all of these like images of people like, you know, congrats, you added this to cart, or your order is on its way. Like, that's me. What is it, Amy? Is it a dopamine hit that I'm getting that makes me fat? Yeah.
Yep. It is. That's exactly what it is. And look, if you don't have, I literally just listened to my friend Lisi's podcast, and she said, if you don't have a shopping problem, keep shopping.
I love that. She just gave me permission.
I actually told my therapist a couple months ago, I'm like, I think I have a shopping addiction, but I'm happy about it. Like, my shopping addiction makes me very happy. And she thought for a second and she said, you know what? Out of all the addictions, I'm okay with this one. Like, if you can afford it and you're not spending behind, you know, beyond your means, I'm okay with it. So my therapist said that my shopping addiction is okay, and that transfers to Andrea. So,
okay, now we've got the beauty products back coming in on our podcast. We're good. We have definitely saved ourselves there. So thank you. You guys keep shopping. But no, it is. We usually think of something
added when we think of self-care, but really when we're thinking about change, here, if we think about overcommitment pattern, that would lead to overwhelm. An avoidance pattern leads to an anxiety buildup. We've got people-pleasing, usually often leads to resentment, and over-functioning patterns leads to burnout. So when we think about these over-functioning pattern and you get in a bath, that's not going to take away your burnout. So that's what I'm looking for here. And I'm really focused on change. You came in, we want to change.
I think what you're saying is, if I'm feeling overwhelmed and overextended, and I decide to cancel plans that I really don't want to do and take a bath, it's the canceling of plans that's actually the self-care that I just did, not the bath that I took because I had the time because I canceled plans, right?
Exactly. And something came into my head that I forgot to do. I'm so sorry. Good thing
this isn't live. Was it an image of me taking a bath? Because that happens a lot for people.
If your life is already overloaded, adding one more thing, even if it's self-care, it's actually going to keep you stuck in the thing. So sometimes you doing that extra thing is actually working in reverse because it's adding to the overwhelm and you don't even realize it because the relief is so good there. And that's actually something that nobody is talking about, that the add to cart, you know, of the face mask or the eye patches or the bath bombs or whatever it is, those things can actually be unknowingly contributing to your feeling of overwhelm because you're avoiding the thing that has to be done. And it really is about comfort versus discomfort. And as a therapist, I'm always leaning into discomfort because that's where the good stuff is. That's where change happens. That's where we can uncover things. And relief is about comfort. So we really do want to look at it in, is this a real fix? Is this something really that I'm doing to change? Or is this going to provide me relief so I can breathe for a second? I'm all into breathing. Get yourself that breath. But when we come back, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and help you change.
I'm imagining that someone listening to the episode is like, okay, I'm doing self-care wrong. I'm adding more instead of taking something away. But what exactly am I supposed to do instead? And how do I know what I need to be taking away?
Okay. You first have to stop asking, what should I add? And start asking what needs to be adjusted. Okay. Because that self-relief isn't an additive, it's corrective. I want to give you something, like you said, you can actually do to start this change, but I need to review something in order to give you these action steps. Think of your life. Listeners, look at your hand. You've got five fingers. Each finger represents a bucket of something in your life. So we've got sleep, eat, work, move, connect. We've got five buckets in our life. Sleep, eat, work, move, connect. Sleep, eat, work, move, connect. If you say it like that, you'll remember. Say it with me, everybody. No, I'm kidding.
Big black back.
Bringing it back. Sleep, we get it. We know what sleep is, right? And I'd like your sleep to be long enough at night so it's restorative, but we all know what sleep is. Eat encompasses everything you're putting into your body. So what to be aware of, right? All nutrition. What things are you putting in your body? Water. How much alcohol are you drinking? What's your caffeine intake? So everything that you're taking in. Work is anything from where you're going into the office to how much time you're at your laptop. Work is your output. Maybe it's all of the things you're taking care of everybody's schedules in your home. That's output. So you can think of work also in terms of your effort out there. Move is all exercise or just moving your body. How much are you sitting? How much are you laying? Are you standing? Are you getting up? Are you breathing in the outside air while you're moving at all? And the last one is connect, and that is socializing. That is interacting with people. That is exposure. And that is super important in here. And that's why it's one of your five buckets. So we have these five buckets. What are they? Sleep, eat, work, move, connect.
Sleep, eat, work, move, connect.
You don't need to analyze all five all the time. You just need to notice which one made you go, oof. So I'm going to do this right now with you all, you two and everybody listening. I'm going to go through these five, and I want you to think of the one that you went, yeah. It might be more than one, but like, oh God, I'm not doing that. Or anything that made you pause. I call it the bucket fix. So the first step in the bucket fix, I'm giving everybody one action step today, just to be clear, but there's different steps to it. Okay.
So the bucket fix is first identify. So I'm going to go through that list of sleep, eat, work, move, connect. And I want you to notice when you pause, when you have a, any type of feeling that comes in you, even if it's a, like you're doing it great, that's okay. I want you to notice which one really moves you or makes you think.
What if it's all of them? I'm asking for a friend.
Okay. That's information. That is information. And that is okay. And a lot of times it's not just one. It is more than one. So just take note. That's all I want you to do. And in your action step, you're going to go through this list slowly, just the words, and you're going to think, okay, I'm going to go through, I'm going to give the word and just a tiny sentence after. So because I want you to think about that bucket. We got the five buckets. Here we go. Sleep. Are you actually rested? How are you feeling when you wake up? What is your day like? Are you rested? Eat. Are you fueling your body or are you running on empty? Do you have hunger pains? Are you eating the right thing? Or are you just grabbing and going? Work. Are you working around the clock? Are you overloaded? Are you feeling anxious when you have to get ready for work or turn on your Zoom? Or are you avoiding it and are you putting off and it's piling up? Move. Are you moving your body at all? Connect. Do you feel connected? Okay, I know one with Andrea is hitting hard.
So hard. Jamie and I are silently judging each other with each thing you say. I'm looking at Jamie and I'm like, that's a no for you.
That's no way.
Oh my God, and that would be so much fun to do your friends, like your
oh
best.
Oh my gosh, totally. Yep. We should do that.
Okay, so that was the connect. You guys, obviously, clearly you're connecting just fine over there. But connect is the socialization, the friendships in your life, the connections that you have. Do you feel connected? And that's just not going to the little lunch. That's feeling connected and seen and heard through your people. Connection, I am putting it in the socializing area and I'm not putting it in the partnership area. Okay. Just to be clear, I'm talking about getting outside of your nuclear little existence. All right. So that quick scan is that first step, sleep, eat, work, move, connect. Okay. The second step is we want to understand why it's off. This isn't deep therapy. It's just awareness here. Okay. Are you overcommitting? Are you avoiding? Are you numbing out? Are you prioritizing? Hmm. Andrea, which one really bam stood out at you?
Okay. So I do not wake up feeling rested. So I run on fumes and I wake up every day with my heart racing because of like work. But I move my body. Like I work, I move my body. I know I do that. So I was like, ooh, good. Check. Connect. I mean, yeah, I connect with Jamie, but I think she's my only friend right now. Mm-hmm. So I probably struggle there too. Jamie's like, oh, wait, I'm not your friend.
We'll get into that on another episode.
So at first I thought I was failing all of them, but as you were talking, I'm like, oh, wait, I'm only failing sleep for sure, as evidenced by my constant yawning. And I would say eat. I'm doing a better job at moving. Sleep and eat are probably...
And these buckets, it's about feeling balance. So if you've got a lot that are off, you can focus on one bucket and it'll affect and influence the other buckets.
Amy, I have a question.
Okay.
This just made me think of something as you're talking. Andrea and I were literally talking yesterday. Andrea told her therapist that one of the things that makes her the happiest is when she spirals out of control. Okay. No, but it's so funny because I knew when she said that, I knew exactly what she meant because as everyone knows, Andrea and I co-own a marketing firm and both of our favorite things to do is when we're like think tanking ideas for a client and we spiral out of control. We come up with the best ideas. We do this for you, Amy, too. And so I knew what she meant. So in that moment, we were filling our work bucket, but also our connection bucket, right?
If I were to analyze this in a minute, I would say it is connection. Because think about when we think about connecting, you're feeding off each other. And then second to that would absolutely be what work is giving you. I feel that all the time when you're in that creative zone or that flow, for sure. So remember, step one is just that list that you run through your head to know like, oh gosh, yep, I need to do that one. That's the bucket you need to focus on. And because you guys had multiple buckets that are off balance, we want to think about a bucket being
I like 3/4 of the way full, if you can imagine your bucket. I don't want it overflowing. I don't want you oversleeping or overworking, or all you're doing is going out with friends. You have no time for family or anything else. But we don't want it too low where it could drain really quickly. So we got two easy steps. But that third one about getting curious, you're going to be asking yourself, what's actually happening here? Why might it be off right now? What am I avoiding? What am I overdoing? What am I neglecting? Getting curious, it's all you have to do. So run through the list, figure out which one's off balance, either too empty or spilling over. And curiosity, oh my gosh, you guys, if I could create a pill that could up people's curiosity, it helps with
viral.
It helps with everything. It helps with connection. It helps with self-awareness and reflection. If we start to wonder, it brings anxiety down. It gets us moving and grooving. So that's a kick for her. That's a conversation for
today. Well, I think you're talking about mushrooms.
It's already out there.
Okay, touche. You're right. Okay, I didn't create it.
I am so glad that we just had this little mini spiral, because it made me realize I actually am better at being attuned to like my buckets than I thought, because I'm meeting a friend for lunch and she suggested, like, why don't we do a lunch and like facials? And then I thought, without even analyzing it, on some level, I knew that the bucket that I really needed filled was connection. And so I said, I would rather just sit with her and have a longer lunch so I can really connect, because you're not really connecting when you get a facial. You're not having that same need met. So holy moly.
Yeah, I love that.
Better off than I thought.
Good catch. Yes. And this is what happens. This is why my action step is so powerful, is because it gives you a moment to think and reflect. And like you just did, Andrea, like, oh, wait a minute. Wow. And so we don't just have to notice what's off. We also have to notice, and it's exciting, on what is working. The fourth step to this, I'll move on, is adjust the bucket, not your mood. We're just thinking about the bucket. Like if sleep was your bucket that was feeling really out of balance, it might be something for you. Again, this is particular to your experience with sleep, but maybe that looks like plug your phone in downstairs. These things that we know, but what we're doing is we're focusing on, oh, sleep is my thing. And then when you start to get curious, well, I am scrolling at night a lot, so I should put my phone outside my room. Maybe it is a sleep pattern, getting to bed at the same time. There's so many things that we can do to analyze that sleep bucket and why it's off. And then the resolve is there, and it's a small step. If it was connect, let's say it was too full, right? Say no to one thing. Just say no to something. If your social bucket was too empty, I would make your action step would be, you're going to reach out to one person, or I want you to text two people that in one day just to say hi. Hey, just seeing what's going on. Want to catch up? That's it. That would be your action step. Let's say it was work. We'll talk about boundaries. You are allowed to leave at 5. So guess when you're leaving? If it was eat or nutrition, and there's all kinds of things we do. Maybe I do let you add to cart, and it is about buy yourself an awesome water bottle and get some stickers and fill it up every morning. So then I would have you in my action steps in this little thing that I hand out. It's a place for you to put, what is my one small adjustment? It's just this little test shift. It's one small intentional action creates real movement. We're talking about one big action step, right? It's this bucket fix. There's just basically really four. The last one was just a little pat on the back. Four quick steps for you to do. And it's just that quick step of list them, see what stands out at you, find the one that's off, get curious about it, and then adjust the bucket with a micro action step. You can see it all in the show notes. It'll be laid out there. And when you see it written down, it's very simple and easy to follow.
Okay. So honestly, if I were to assess my buckets right now, I would say I definitely need to fill sleep. And what's so interesting is I feel like we need an Amazon storefront for this show, because we're such good shoppers and the three of us buy the best of the best. And so I have to tell all of the listeners, if sleep is your bucket that you need to work on, I found the best pillow ever. It's by a company called Sobel, S-O-B-E-L. It was years ago. We were at this amazing resort and the pillows were to die for. And when I got home, I'm like, I need to buy that pillow. I called them. They connected me to housekeeping. And he actually went in and looked at the tag and told me, and it's the Hotel Sahara Nights. It is fluffy and amazing. That has helped my sleep.
That's great. I'm literally going to buy those pillows right now.
I'm watching you add to cart right now.
I am. Because I need a new, like, Jamie, I do too. This is so.
Wait, I'm getting out my phone.
How much is it?
80.
It is worth it. I would pay $200.
Jamie, while Andrew is shopping, I want to tell you that what you're making me think of is lots of things could work, right? You can buy some products that might help you. There might be a good eye mask, you know, to help you sleep. The point of all of this is that you're focusing in on the bucket. And so that is where the change is going to happen. And sure, maybe some of those, what we think of self-care things out there is going to help with your sleep. The idea is that we're doing that. And let me just add very quickly, if you've got a lot off, fixing your sleep bucket is going to influence your other buckets. So if work was my bucket that was overload and I bring work down, oh my gosh, what did you do? You made time for a social life. So that bucket is going to increase. When our buckets are in balance, we can live a life that we are not feeling so anxious or down. One of the things that you definitely need to be doing is following Amy Neufeld on social media. Jamie, tell them where they can find her.
At Amy Neufeld Therapy. And also you can email Amy anytime at hello@amyneufeldtherapy.com. And wait, can I tell you guys this funny story as we were talking? I had this flashback to fourth grade. I've always been obsessed with beauty and filling all of my buckets, especially my beauty bucket. Is that the sixth finger? Your beauty bucket?
That's the sixth finger.
Sixth finger. There's your beauty bucket.
Yes.
Filler beauty buckets. When I was in fourth grade, so I have always been obsessed with beauty. I used to get a 17 magazine subscription when I was like 10 years old. I was 10 years old reading 17 magazine. Like,
says a lot.
At the mature age of 10. And so I've always been obsessed with beauty. And I remember there was this model who had this beautiful round face. And I, as you can see, have a heart-shaped face. I have a big widow's peak. In fourth grade, I'm like, I could have this beautiful round face. I just need to shave my widow's peak off. So I went into my parents' room, took my dad's Barbasol shaving cream in a can. Do you remember that old
Barbasol?
Yes. Barbasol. It was red and navy blue striped. Like, I can picture it. I can smell what it smelled like. I took his blue Bic razor and I shaved my widow's peak off.
Gosh.
It immediately looked terrible and it looked awful for like 6 months until it felt
Jimmy. Not any beauty product in the world could have helped you.
And anyone with a widow's peak knows you can't have bangs. So it was just for everyone to see.
I love it. You literally are a heart. You are. It's so pretty.
I'm just going to take over because Andrea is still shopping on Amazon right now. So whenever you have the urge to do something crazy, like shave off your widow's peak or shave off your eyebrows or overpluck or anything, you should pause and look at your five buckets. Sleep, eat, move,
work.
Shop. What's the fourth one?
Work. That's work for you.
Work and connect.
Very good.
Right, Amy?
Final thoughts. Take the spa day. Just don't shave your widow's peak or eyebrows. However, if you want your life to feel different, something in your life has to be different because relief regulates you, but repair transforms you. And with that, my friends, take time this week to give yourself some real care. You deserve it. And we will see you next week. The Now What podcast is purely for entertainment and education purposes and shall not be used in place of your individual therapy.